Conference muted.
So hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. My name is Carla, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. And my direct line is 877-767-7544, and you have dialed into the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would like to thank everyone for joining me both live here on the call today and later on the recording. It is my privilege to be able to serve you with these Terrific Tuesday teleclasses. And please do keep those comments and questions coming in. They are my fruit for future teleclasses and the topics and things like that. So thank you very much. Do keep them coming in. And as always, if you're too shy to ask your questions live, please do send me that email to carla@retirewithcarla.com or use the toll-free number at 877-767-7544. And as always, I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who are ready to be coached, mentored, and supported to achieve the life of your dreams, to achieve financial freedom, whatever that means for you, through the vehicle of multi-level marketing. Just an absolutely awesome way to surround yourself with like-minded people who want to make a difference. So today's topic, change. How far have you come? Now, this has been prompted by a couple of things, a couple of questions this week, and by me going to my parents' house on Northern Vancouver Island. It is a tiny little town called Hyde Creek, and it is a 4.5-hour drive north from a town called Nanaimo, and it's pretty isolated. They live on a 5-acre piece of property on the water up on Northern Vancouver Island. Their house is the last one on the road, and there's a park at the end of it, and their neighbors, you see more birds and seals and deer than you do people. And I just spent the weekend up there, a nice long weekend, and I had a great time. And we did all sorts of fun stuff, taking videos and doing some YouTube stuff and just having a wonderful time in that environment. And then on my way home, when I got back here to the city of Vancouver, I thought, oh, I need to go pick up that honey that we were talking about. And there's only one or two stores here in Vancouver that carry it. So I immediately took a little detour on my way home and came into the downtown core of Vancouver. And I drove in, I parked, went into the store. They didn't have what I wanted, which was sad. And I realized as I was walking back to my vehicle, it's like, holy mackerels, have I ever come a long way? Coming from that real small town, small town where I was born and raised, population 1,200, to Vancouver, BC, Canada, and being comfortable in each one of those environments. Think back on your life. How far have you come? Are you still comfortable in the environment you were born and raised in? Are you still in that environment? Have you moved on? Are you doing something different? Are you living somewhere different? How far have you come? I can remember as a little girl, I'm not sure if I was somewhere 8, 9, or 10 years old, and we came down to Vancouver on a steamship. And I remember coming into the harbor of Vancouver. It must have been pretty early in the morning, cause, or it was winter time. It was dark. And I remember looking out that porthole from our cabin and saying to myself, one day I'm going to live there. And now I do. And change. How far have you come? Where are you comfortable? Are you stretching your comfort zone? Are you making your comfort zone as big as encompassing small town and big metropolitan city? How many of you right now are dealing with change? How many of you are dealing with change that you know is going to happen tomorrow? Or how many of you are still dealing with change that has happened in the past? One of the things that you do as a team leader in your own home-based business is assisting others to get ready for change. But the first person that you have to get ready for change is yourself. And asking yourself a couple of questions. Is the change worth it? And do I know I will do it? Now, there have been a number of things that have come up for me in all of the changes that I've gone through in my life where I just knew I would not do whatever that was. To me, it wasn't worth the effort that it was going to take to get there. It just was not worth it. Learning to adjust to the change, to get yourself ready, to recognize how you're dealing with it, why you're dealing with it, is critical because change only stops when you're dead. And we all know how the speed of change is accelerating these days. Life just seems to be moving faster and faster. In some cases, change makes people very unhappy. I'm sure that you have had to deal with people like that. People that are negative. And when it comes to change, they resist. They fight you on it, or they pull back, and they don't want to associate with the change. But no matter whether you're moving forward or you're moving backwards, in your own personal change, someone's always going to be unhappy. That just is the way it is with change. Everybody is at a different point in their life, a different level of accepting change, their comfort zone can be small, their comfort zone can be medium, their comfort zone can be big. Everyone is a different level. But one of the things you want to ask yourself is, are you making changes the right way? All change involves some sort of loss. And sometimes we're actually happy about the loss. Like if you lose weight, you're changing your body, you're happy about that loss. Well, most people are, not everyone. I have a cousin who does not like it when she loses weight. She needs to gain weight. 4 tips that will help you make change the right way. And one of them, number one, is to overcome your nostalgia about the past. Letting go of yesterday. Now, that process may have worked 3 years ago, but is it really working right now? Or are you looking at the past with those rose-colored glasses on? Because when you carry too much into the past, into the future, you will pay a bigger price than the people who don't. So overcoming your nostalgia and letting go of yesterday gives you more room for the new changes that are coming. And they are coming. They're coming fast and furious these days. And you want to learn to pay the lesser price, to come out of it more energetic, more accepting of change. So number one, overcome your nostalgia. Let go of the yesterday. Number two, engage in the change. Ask questions. Well, what would I do if, and how can I help, and where do you see me fitting in here, and how is that going to affect the overall goal? Ask questions. Get involved. Participate. Have that positive attitude of being part of the movers and shakers who are making the change happen. Now, if you're not comfortable with that, you're really not comfortable with that, stretch your comfort zone a little and just step in and ask one or two questions. You don't necessarily have to be the leader in the movers and the shakers, but you need to get in there and engage in the change. Number three, mistakes happen. We are all human beings. I just absolutely love Dr. John Maxwell's book, Failing Forward. Mistakes happen, and it's learning from those mistakes and failing forward that enables us to expand that comfort zone, to realize that when you make those mistakes, the world is not going to come to an end. If you don't make that goal when you're playing a sports game, if you don't get that promotion, if you don't catch that bus because you left the house late, mistakes happen. We are all human beings. Learn to recognize how you personally can benefit from the mistakes. What can you learn? What can you take forward and do better and differently next time? Number four, get involved. Now, getting involved is the next step past getting engaged. Be part of the change. When change is happening and you put yourself in the environment of being part of the team that's making the change go forward, you will benefit from all of the energy and the synergy that team creates. It's like going to a party where everybody's having a good time. Everybody's working towards the same thing. You can feel that good energy in the room. Getting involved will lift you up and assist you in moving forward and making that change. So number one is overcoming your nostalgia, letting go of yesterday, taking off those pink glasses. Number two, engage, ask questions. Number three, mistakes happen. Learn from them. Grow from them. Number four, get involved. Quote from Dr. Maxwell, change is inevitable. Growth is optional. Learning from those mistakes, from those experiences, and recognize, for you, change what needs to be changed, not necessarily what is easy, like the cosmetic changes of painting the inside of a house. I'm looking at this room right now. It could probably use a coat of paint. Change what needs to be changed, not what is easy. So one of the things that I had to do was I knew that I had to change some of my ways of thinking. And I'm saying, oh, that's going to be so hard. However, I realized what the benefits were going to be when I made those changes. So I decided that I was going to change what needed to be changed, not what was necessarily easy. Today, when I was putting together my notes for this teleclass, I found an excellent story. And the story was a short story written by Dave Straker, and it's called The Conquering Spirit. I'm just going to take a minute here to read it to you. This was a fairy tale that he made up. The 11 king called together his three sons. It's time for you to make your mark, he told them. Beyond our borders are unknown worlds of dragons, maidens, and black-hearted knights. Go out and conquer. So his sons ate the feast of the departing, donned the green, and set out across the world. After 3 years, the first son returned, and the whole court came out to greet him. What have you conquered? Asked the king. I have slain dragons, rescued maidens, and vanquished black knights, spoke the son. I have conquered lands such that our territories are now doubled in size. Boldly done, said the king gravely. Those new lands shall be your kingdom to rule and protect. After 3 more years, his second son returned, and the whole family came out to greet him. What have you conquered? Asked the king. I have parleyed with dragons, negotiated with black knights, and made the maidens fair swoon, replied the son. I have conquered the hearts of 10 kingdoms, and we now have found allies all the way to the azure sea. Brightly done, cried the king. You shall be my most noble lord, ambassador in my stead to all of the lands. After 3 more years, the third son did not return. After 3 further years, he still did not return. After 3 years again, a ragged stranger walked alone up the steps to the royal court. The old king was the only person to recognize the stranger. He came down from his throne, embraced his third son deeply, and then asked, what have you conquered? The son smiled a long smile. I have slept with dragons and caroused with knights. I have danced with maidens and sung with the children. I have laughed with old men on the quay and cried with old women left alone. I have howled the moon and lain in the sun. I have scaled high mountains and seen distant lands of mystery and promise. I have plumbed the depths and met magicians of the mind. I lost some fear and gained some wonder. I lost some of myself and found some of other people. I tore down the walls of ignorance and found many more. And I have found my way home. I have no need to conquer or fight or persuade. Today is now enough for a lifetime. A deep silence fell over the court as the king thought long and fully about what his son had said. Wisely done, he said eventually, for you have conquered yourself, and the world and the worlds beyond shall be your playground. So that was a fairy tale written by Dave Straker. And that brings the point, change must come from the inside out. You have to conquer yourself. Four ways to help you conquer yourself and be that person who embraces change, gets out of their comfort zone, and fails forward. Number one, respect yourself. A positive attitude begins with self-respect. And self-respect is a big part of failing forward. Understanding that you're human. You do things the best you can with the information that you have, with the knowledge that you have. Self-respect. Treat yourself well. Don't beat yourself up because you made a silly mistake. Self-respect. Face the future. Face the future bravely. Face the future going forward, looking forward, being positive. Surrender and say goodbye to that past. Possibilities, attitudes, and behaviors. When you have that positive attitude, you will see the possibilities that are out there. Your behaviors will change to greet those possibilities. When you are one of those unhappy people, when change is happening and you're negative and you're resisting and you're pulling back, you don't see the possibilities. It's like having blinders on. You don't see the possibilities. And by having that positive attitude, you will see all of the possibilities. Take responsibility for yourself. Take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for your failures. Take responsibility for your learning. Experience, there's a quote out there that talks of experience is the best teacher. But I much prefer Dr. Maxwell saying evaluated experience is the best teacher. Because if it was only experience, you would see a lot more people out there, older people, who were rich and successful and rich in all areas of their life. But there are many, many people who've had years and years of experience who aren't either. One of the things that you can do to assist yourself is to take a look back and evaluate one of your big experiences around change. So select a time in your life where you went through a major change. And then get a piece of paper and write down the answers to these questions. There's four questions. Number one, what was the greatest difficulty that you had to face? Be specific. What was the greatest difficulty you had to face? Number two, how did you overcome this difficulty or this fear? What did you do? What did you say? How did you act? How did you think? What did you change? How did you overcome this difficulty or fear? Number three, when did you begin to feel that you would get through the change and feel okay? Somewhere along the line, when you were going through this major change, you began to feel like, oh, wait a minute, this is okay. Everything's going to be all right. So when did you begin to feel that you would get through the change and feel okay? Number four, what new things did you learn in order to handle and manage the change? As we grow, as we learn, we all learn different things when we're going through the change process. So, number four, what new things did you learn in order to handle and manage the change? Change. How far have you come? So let me recap. Let me summarize. Everybody deals with change. Assisting others is a big part of a home-based MLM business, even an internet marketing business, assisting others is how you get customers. It's how you get clients. And change only stops when you're dead. Right? It only stops when you're dead. Four tips to assist you in making changes the right way. Number one, overcome your nostalgia. Let go of yesterday. Take those pink glasses off. Take those rose-colored glasses off. Number two, engage. Ask questions. Participate. Number three, recognize that mistakes happen. Learn from them and fail forward. Number four, get involved. Recognize that you need to change from the inside out first. And it's a work in progress. It's a project in progress, and you will be in progress until you die. Inside out first. Respect yourself. Face the future. Have a positive attitude and take responsibility for your own actions, for your own growth, for your own ability to handle change. Evaluated experience is definitely the best teacher. So select that major change that has happened to you and ask yourself those four questions. What was the greatest difficulty you had to face? How did you overcome this difficulty or fear? When did you begin to feel that you would get through the change and feel okay? And what new things did you need to learn in order to handle and manage the change? So, have fun with it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Have fun with it and just evaluate your experiences through change. And then when the next time something comes around, because it surely will, you will be able to handle the changes better. And speaking of changes, how many of you out there are confused about social media and how to use social media to generate more leads for your business, to get more customers, to get more clients? Tomorrow on Wednesday, December the 9th, I am going to be conducting a free introduction teleseminar on how to use social media to generate leads and clients for yourself. And it will be at 5:30 Pacific on Wednesday, December the 9th. And you can dial in to this same number at 218-862-7200, bridge number 549-706. And I will be giving a taste of what the four-week webinar I'm going to be conducting starting in January will consist of. And if you go to butterflynetworking.com, that's BUTTERFLYNETWORKING, butterflynetworking.com. In the top right, there's a place to put in your name and email and phone number. Put that in there and register for the webinar. And I will send you out the notes for the class. I'll send them out just before the class tomorrow night, probably, I don't know, somewhere between 3 and 5. And I look forward to hearing you on the teleclass for social media. For newbies learning social media, get rid of that confusion. Learn how to use Facebook. Learn how to use Twitter. And that number again will be 218-862-7200. 7200, bridge 549-706. Thank you very much for coming on tonight's call, and I look forward to hearing from you during the week. Thanks very much, and remember to have some fun.